Obama appointed judge blocks deportations of over 500K migrants. By Olivia Rondo on April 11, 2025. In the latest act of immigration-related lawfare against the Trump administration, a federal judge blocked the deportation of hundreds of thousands of Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan migrants with temporary protected status, TPS, after it was revoked. As Breitbart News reported in March, the Trump administration removes legal status of more than 500,000 migrants who entered the U.S. through a Biden administration parole program, with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, warning impacted migrants that they will have 30 days to self-deport before law enforcement authorities go searching for them. DHS has determined that a 30-day wind-down period provides affected parties sufficient notice while also preserving DHS's ability to enforce the law promptly against those CHNB parolees lacking a lawful basis to remain in the United States, the notice reads. Accordingly, DHS is opting not to increase the wind-down period to more than 30 days. Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Indira Tulwani of the District of Massachusetts ruled Thursday that she would issue a stay on the order, which was set to cancel the TPS for approximately 532,000 migrants on April 24, the Associated Press reported. The nub of the problem here is that the secretary, in cutting short the parole period afforded to these individuals, has to have a reasoned decision, Tulwani said, arguing that the justification for ending the parole program was based on an incorrect reading of the law. There was a deal and now that deal has been undercut, she added later in the hearing. While the ruling is significant, the AP noted that it could be just a temporary setback for the Trump administration as they work to undo former President Joe Biden's open border policies. White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller blasted the judge's decision on X. These are the illegals that Biden flew by airplane en masse into the United States, including the Haitian migrants now occupying Springfield, he wrote. Biden gave these illegals free housing, health care and welfare. Now a local judge says they have to stay here for forever. No, Miller concluded. In a not-so-shocking twist, Tulwani also happens to be the judge who ruled in June 2023 that a 12-year-old Massachusetts boy could not wear a shirt stating there are only two genders to school, concluding that it infringed on other students' rights to be secure and to be let alone during the school day. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.